안녕하십니까? 2011년 5월 2학년 대성모의대학 수학능력시험 외국어 영역 듣기평가 안내 방송입니다. 잠시 후 2011년 5월 2학년 대성모의대학 수학능력시험 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 듣기 및 말하기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지에 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 외국어 영역 듣기 및 말하기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하기 바랍니다. 듣는 내용은 한 번만 방송됩니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자가 주문할 흔들 의자를 고르시오.
What are you doing?
I'm searching the internet to buy a duck rocking chair for my nephew to ride. Oh, here's a good website.
Wow, there are a lot of duck rocking chairs. Oh, look, how about this one?
It's a twin duck rocking chair. It's not that cute and looks hard to ride.
How about this one? The duck is looking back.
It doesn't have a handle to grasp. My nephew won't be able to ride that kind of duck rocking chair.
How about these ones with springs?
I don't think they're safe. They look unstable, and they look too high for him to ride.
This one looks very safe. It has a comfortable seat with a back, handles, and armrests.
It's great. I'll order it.
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 심장으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Jessica. I'm Paul Henderson from SWBC. Your performance was just fantastic.
Thanks. I did my best. I felt it was better than any other performance.
You've got the highest score in this competition.
Yeah. I made a mistake in a turning jump in the last competition, so I was a little bit worried. But now I'm very glad I didn't make any mistakes.
I was very impressed. Now you're waiting for the award ceremony. What are you going to do after the ceremony?
I want to sleep deeply for a long time and have time to relax.
I know how you feel. You have prepared for this competition for so long.
Yes, and then I want to have a barbecue party with my friends.
Sounds great.
Yeah, just thinking about it makes me smile.
Right. By the way, you injured your left wrist a few weeks ago. Are you okay now?
I still have a little pain, but I feel much better.
Good. Thanks for allowing the time for this interview.
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The home team scores the final basket and wins. Unfortunately, you couldn't see clearly what happened. You were even sitting too far away. It's true that attending a live basketball game is exciting, but watching a game on TV can be more gratifying. Watching a sport on television is more enjoyable than watching it live because a viewer can see all of the action clearly. The television cameras allow the viewer to see every shot and play easily. That is, television allows the viewer to see the play from a close distance. Of course, it also has the benefit of replays.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Sylvia. Where are you going?
Hello. I'm going home for the weekend.
You deserve to take some rest. You made a valuable contribution to the victory of our hockey team today.
Thanks. But I'm anxious about playing in the next state tournament.
You'll do fine. There's nothing to worry about.
Thank you for your encouragement.
So, will you take a bus around here?
No, I'm going to take the subway.
Why don't you wait for a minute? I'll bring my car along from the parking lot. Let me give you a ride to the station.
You don't have to. It's only a 15-minute walk to the station.
I'm going to the shopping mall anyway. I'll let you off on my way there.
Thank you. Excuse me. What can I do for you?
I'm looking for a vacuum cleaner. Could you recommend a good one to me?
How about this one? We have launched a new robot cleaner. It automatically cleans the floor.
That's interesting. How do I operate it?
You see this knob? Just turn it and switch on this button. Here it goes.
What about the power connection?
It operates on battery. Once a week, it needs to be charged.
Oh, it'll save both my time and energy. What's the cost of this robot cleaner?
It was $500, but we are currently giving 20% discount for this new sale event.
It still costs a lot.
Well, you can get it on the 2-month installment plan. I mean, you can pay the first half this month and the second half next month. But in that case, you can only have a 10% discount from $500.
All right. I'll take this one on the 2-month installment plan.
May
I have your attention, please? This is an announcement for passengers on flight KOR-232 to Seoul. The flight is being delayed due to bad weather conditions and frozen runways. The flight crew has arrived at the gate, but the ground crew is still de-icing the wings of the aircraft and clearing the runways. The changed departure time will be announced in 10 minutes. Please do not leave the airport and wait near the departure gate 107. We are very sorry for the inconvenience. Thank you.
7번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Let's call it a day for today. This was your first lesson, right?
Yes, it was. I was a little nervous. How did I do?
Very well. But there are just a few problems to correct. First, don't follow too closely behind the car ahead of you.
Okay.
Next, watch your speed limit. You drive a little bit too fast sometimes.
I didn't see any speed limit posted.
The speed limit is 50 miles per hour on the highway, 30 miles per hour on residential streets, and 20 miles per hour in school zones.
Always?
Yes, unless you see a sign that says otherwise. Be aware of this safety manual before the next lesson.
I'll keep that in mind. Oh, what time can I take the next lesson tomorrow?
At 9 a.m. We'll practice driving with this car again.
8번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Did you say a male passenger is seriously ill?
Yes, Captain.
So what is his condition now?
We have a doctor on board who is with the man at the moment, but the man is in a very serious condition.
What did the doctor say?
He said the man has an urgent heart problem and requested the aircraft land on the nearest airport to send him by ambulance to the hospital.
You're absolutely certain?
Yes, Captain.
Is the man traveling with anybody else?
His wife is with him. She's highly stressed and anxious.
Okay. I'll contact the nearest airport and make the necessary arrangements.
Yes, Captain.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hello?
Julia, are you still home? What's up?
Michael, I can't see you today. When I turned on the faucet this morning, there was no water coming out.
Oh, I think your water pipes are frozen with so many cold days in a row.
Right. I called a plumber, but he said he can't come until next week.
Do you have any water to use for now?
No. I should have saved some water in the bathtub. I can't take a shower, and I can't wash the dishes.
Then how about staying at my younger sister's apartment? It's near my apartment. She has gone on winter vacation. If you come here, I'll give you her apartment key.
Thank you so much, but shouldn't I ask for her permission?
It's okay. She won't care since she knows you so well. Oh, don't forget to turn off the main water when you leave.
Okay. You're my savior.
Bye, darling. Have a good trip to New York.
Thanks. I'll call you as soon as I arrive at the hotel.
Remember, I'm having an important staff meeting, so my cell phone may be turned off.
Well, in that case, I'll send a text message so you'll know I've arrived safely.
I've got it. What time do you expect you'll be there?
If the plane arrives on time, I'll be at the hotel at about 10 p.m.
All right. Give me a call as soon as you know the time of your flight back, and I'll pick you up at the airport.
Thanks, darling. Oh, I just remembered one thing. Would you please water the flowering plants while I'm away? Can I trust you?
Don't worry. I'll do that every day.
No, just water the plants once a week, and don't give too much water.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. What are you looking at?
The movie schedule for our school theater. You know our principal made a new culture program for us?
Right. This week is the movie week. Why don't we go see a movie together?
Okay. I was thinking of seeing the movie The Phantom of the Opera with you.
Oh, I can't. I have a math test on Tuesday, so I have to study Monday evening. How about seeing The Great Gatsby? I'd love to see it.
Oh, sorry, I can't. I have evening classes on Tuesdays and Friday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay. Then how about seeing Ghostbusters on Thursday?
What time is it?
It begins at 8 p.m. My class finishes at 6 p.m. on Thursday, so I think I can see it.
Oh, what do you think of seeing a musical movie which begins at the same time? Actually, I don't like horror movies.
Then let's see the musical movie.
Okay.
12번 수학 경시 대회에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
The annual mathematics contest sponsored by Marywood University will be held on Saturday, May 28th in the Liberal Arts Center of the Marywood campus. There are two types of exams according to levels. Level 1 is designed for 9th and 10th grade students, while Level 2 is designed for 11th and 12th graders. The exam of each level consists of 40 questions of gradually increasing difficulty. No calculators are allowed during the test, but a language dictionary may be allowed in special circumstances. Medals will be awarded to those students with the top 3 scores in each level test. The winner in each level test will also be awarded a $2,000 scholarship.
13번 다음 그림의 상황에 가장 적절한 대화를 고르시오.
1.
You have to dress up for the concert. Here's your suit.
No, I'm not going to wear it. It's too uncomfortable. 2.
I think this black necktie would go with your white jacket.
Do you think so? I prefer the blue necktie. 3.
Why is there a price difference between these two neckties?
This striped one is made of silk, and that polka-dotted one is made of cotton. 4.
What a nice bow tie you're wearing. I like it.
Thanks. Does it look great on me? 5.
I bought this shirt yesterday, and there's a stain here.
I'm sorry. Do you want to exchange it?
Waterford
Library, can I help you?
Sally?
Yeah, who's calling, please?
Hi, Sally. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian. What's up?
Would you like to go shopping with me after work? My refrigerator is almost empty.
I'd love to, but I've got problems with my arm, and I have to keep it in a sling.
Oh, dear. I suppose you certainly can't carry heavy things like shopping bags.
You guessed it.
Does your arm hurt badly?
No, not much, but it's still a little bit annoying, so I don't think I can go shopping. So, how was your vacation? You went to Paris, didn't you?
Yeah, with my parents. We just got back on Saturday. It was wonderful.
What sights did you visit?
Well, we visited many famous places such as the Eiffel Tower, the Triumphal Arch, and the Louvre Museum. They were so interesting.
Did you take any special tours?
Yes, the boat tour on the Seine River.
Wow, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, it was a great way to see the city.
So, what else did you do?
Well, I would just sit in cafes and watch people. It was really relaxing, and French coffee and wine were terrific. City Complaints Office.
This is Sue Garcia, and I want to report that I almost had a very serious car accident this morning.
What happened?
Well, I live in a new neighborhood where there are lots of people with cars. Some of them drive too fast when they go down the residential street.
That's what often happens?
Yes. I was coming out of my driveway when someone nearly ran into me. He was speeding carelessly. I managed to avoid being hit by him.
It does sound like there's going to be a bad accident there sooner or later.
That's right. If possible, I really want the city council to put in a couple of speed bumps on the road to stop people from driving too fast. James promises his two children that he will give them a ride to the city library. However, his car breaks down and he takes it to the auto repair shop. Fortunately, James finds out that there is a bus that goes directly to the city library. He takes his children to the bus stop. When they wait for a bus, he gets an emergency cell phone call from his office and has to go to the office. Their bus comes and his children are about to get on the bus. Then they tell him that they don't know where they should get off. So he gets worried that his children may get off at the wrong stop. He wants to ask the bus driver to ensure that his children will get off at the right stop. In this situation, what would James most likely say to the bus driver?
Excuse me.
Now, the listening and writing portion is over. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.